Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Temptation Island Rehab Up. I am one of your hosts, Maggie Morgan, and with me today is the incredible, the incomparable, the one and only Hot Dummies on Islands aficionado herself, the Apple Podcasts one and only of great fame, Kirsten McInnes. How are you today, Kirsten?
Maggie, I'm doing great. That was such an amazing intro. I feel like you were saying such a positive tone, but then you're like, hot dummy aficionado. And I'm like, is that an insult? Like,
not an insult. Are you kidding? That's such a positive thing because your feed ended up on the Apple, like, suggested this week, which is amazing. Your Hot Dummies on Islands feed. So excited for you. So proud of you.
Islands feed. It's not just mine.
It is currently ours, but it's yours forever. You know, like the one constant is Kirsten, which is why people keep coming back. You know, it's like, if not for the hot dummies, it's of course for Kirsten.
Okay. Well, I'll take the compliment, but yes, very exciting week. Really wish that we'd had a more exciting episode of Temptation Island to talk about to push us forward, but that's okay because we'll have a great time anyways, especially with our fabulous guest.
Yes, we have an amazing guest. You can already hear him moaning in the distance. We have with us the co-host of the... This is an audio-only podcast, but if you could see Jacob, he is starting to disrobe from his tank top. He is the co-host on the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Rehab Up with me on the Rehab Up feed. And he is the one, the only, there really truly is only one, Mr.
And thank God, because how could we deal with more than one?
Oh, a terror on, wait, guys. Wait, I'm excited to be here with y'all. I'm excited to be here with y'all. I honestly feel as though this is the three most sexiest people in RHAP on one podcast.
Hard agree.
Ever. I don't Hard think this agree. Has ever been done before. I feel like just the sexual chemistry in this triangle that we have here is like very strong. I think it's going to impede all the microphones and radios and stereos that this is coming out of. So I am like, you know,
Jacob is like this with like everyone he podcasts with. Like the way that Jacob will be with Taryn and be like, oh, like Taryn's so sexy, and then he'll be with like with anyone.
We got Kirsten. We got, as one of our reviews of our Real Housewives podcast, it was like, I cannot listen to this anymore. All Jacob does is pronounce words wrong, and all Maggie does is flirt with Jacob. And I was like, you know, where's the lie? Like, if you don't enjoy it, then you won't enjoy us. So, no, you know, literally. It is what it is.
I mean,
wait, guys.
Jacob also, like, mislocates geography, too. That's actually, we got a review on this feed that was like, I had to stop listening because Jacob didn't know where Alaska is. And I'm like, if you don't recognize the podcast gold of one of the like top five moments that has ever happened on the Hot Dummies feed, like, then we don't want you.
No, honestly, yeah. That moment, I remember that. I was still in Texas when that happened.
Oh my God.
And I really did not know where Alaska was. And now I do, though. It is, I was thinking of Switzerland, though.
Wait, now what? I know.
Wait, okay, let's not go. Let's not digress.
Yeah, let's not, because I don't think anybody, I think that it may end up worse for you if you try to explain yourself.
Wait, but guys,
the last time
I'm
you said
like,
you were thinking Australia, I don't understand.
Wait, okay, the place down under, whatever. We're not getting into this again, folks.
we're done.
Temptation mm-hmm. Island. And I'm very excited to talk to y'all about this because mm-hmm. I kind of just binged all four episodes today while I was working, and different like when I see, like, cause I really don't watch dating shows, romantic shows, people having sex on mm-hmm. shows. I just don't do that. It's just like, I can go on the web, you know, I can go through my phone if I want to see some of that. But
wait, I'm sorry. The idea that Jacob's like, I don't watch like evening television reality shows like The Bachelor because all I want to do is watch porn is like, wait, I think the most Jacob thing ever. Like, it's so perfect.
It's like, I recall Jacob Jones being like a big Love Island stan at one point. So yes. I feel like he's
lying. Wait. No, you're right. Okay. Besides Love Island, I don't watch any other dating, like, other shows. I really don't. I don't watch The Bachelor. I just don't do it. Mm-hmm. But when I do watch shows like this, and I don't get the same appeal from Love Island, because, well, Love Island has made me cry certain times, but I put myself in their mindset, and, like, I, like, how would Jacob Jones, you know, mm-hmm. process this information? And it brings me to tears because I think about my actual life, my actual relationships in the past and somewhat now, and I'm like, oh my, like, and I was literally bawling on my couch, like thinking, like, me yelling at X, Y, and Z saying, how dare you do that bullshit? You know what I mean? Like, all this type mm-hmm. of stuff. And so it really gets me in my feels, and it gets me ready to cuss a lot of people out.
So Jacob,
would you go on this show?
Hell no. Yeah. If anyone, like, it's only this is a show for dummies. Like, this is literally like stupidity. It's so stupid. You're like, this is, who would? You're going to go on a show with your relationship. Oh, I want to test it out. Throw your man in the street. Throw your man in the mm-hmm. in the middle of Harlem, New York, or somewhere. You know, give him the a la carte of women that he wants, and then see. Like, you don't got to go to an island where you know that homeboy going to get a boner. You know that homegirl going to get, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to do that, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying. And so people they're like, they're stupid. Wait, Maggie, which couple do you know? Because what's a couple?
Jillian and Edgar, blonde curly and
I know which one you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay, but yeah, we'll never go on the show.
Yeah, I mean, I really do feel like this show is like masochistic to go on because like you are just going to like have to watch your partner possibly have sex with someone like while a camera is pointed directly in your face to like get your raw reaction. And like nobody in the entire universe should ever have to do that. Like no
one
should.
Unless that's what you want. Some people
of course
have different mm-hmm. tastes. We're not judging here.
We're not judging.
No.
I want to meet you. If you do have this hepatitis, DM me because I need a well-rounded friend group. And if you are willing to go on the show, I need to know you because I just don't know anyone. Go on this show, test your relationship. No, I'm good. Like I already yeah. don't trust the person I'm with. You know what I mean? So why, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to end up, we'll break up before, like, go out and date Tom and Bill. Text the one you were just sleeping with the other day, as some of the people have done. Like, don't go on a show to meet 12 single guys and 12 single women just to, like, this stupid. Like, I'm not stupid. Less than smart to me.
And I would never. I will say it's
I say
so
that now, but I'm on season 5.
Kirsten and I will be talking about you.
I would die. Like, literally, nothing would make me happier than to get to talk about Jacob Jones on any one of these shows. It would bring me just so much happiness.
I'm a very, completely. Like, I'm a very sensual person, so I would definitely, you know, get caught up.
I'm going to gloss over that one. The way that we have been going through the episodes, Jacob, is we've just been going couple by couple and sort of just talking about their like journey along the episode. Mm-hmm. And because like very few things happened before, I mean, like most of the episode was before the bonfire, but like we can lump those in with like the couple that it's related to. So why don't we start off? Who are you most excited to talk about, Jacob? Like, what couple are you like, I gotta talk about these people?
Hot take or couple that like I love, that like I'm rooting
whichever
for.
One you're excited to talk about. It could be because you hate them or because you love them.
okay, let's talk about let's talk about, well, this is the couple that evoked the most emotion out of me, specifically the girl, the woman, mm-hmm. Ashley and her dude. It's so many guys in the show. LaSalle. Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's start off with them, because Ashley she anytime that she's like having a reflective moment about their relationship, I like start to get very emotional, because I'm like, this girl just wants to be loved and wants to like hear that she's loved. And I feel like LaSalle be, can you cuss on here?
Yeah.
Can I be like more raunchy than I would like on a normal, like on Big Brother star?
If you cross a line, I'll yell at you.
Okay, perfect. Well, I like LaSalle. Early in this season, I was like, homeboy, what are you doing? Because he was slinging his dick from north to west, like at least trying to, you know what I mean? And Ashley over there like, oh yeah, I kind of like you. And then having to watch this man do this. And then he messing with Trace. And I love Trace. And especially this episode, I love Trace. I was like, you get him, girl. But I didn't like that she went back. But I mean, you know, your heart wants what your heart wants. But he was just so stupid to me prior to this episode. But this episode, I was kind of like, okay, you're not as dumb as I thought. You're a little strategic, but you're not as dumb as I thought. But I just feel so bad for Ashley, because I probably in that place, probably will always be in that place where I'm just like, I want to feel loved. And even though like you can say it, like if your actions, I want to feel that you want me. I want to feel known. I want to feel seen in all capacities in this relationship. And the fact that she isn't, and it's just like, I feel bad for her and I want her to like get out.
One, like they've been together 7 years and he has never been emotional with, like, obviously it's not clicking. If in 7 years he's never cried to her, he's never expressed emotions to her. Like, it just feels so wild that over a course of a relationship that long, he's never felt that way one time in front of her. It just,
like, I think is,
6 months, if someone had never cried in front of me, I'd be like, you don't really love me.
No.
Yeah. Also, a robot man.
No. Oh, literally. But I think like I am a uber. But like I am very in tune with my emotions, and I know, and I can communicate my emotions. And if I like someone, I communicate it like in a very like visual way, and in a very like auditory way. You know, like auditory, like
sure.
And so. I can also understand her staying in that situation for 7 years. And she said, like, he was crying on the fire. They were watching the, you know, playback. And it was like, oh, that's the first time I've seen, like, that emotion come from him. And I, in my mind, I would be like, this girl been under distress from the first month of this relationship. And I'm like, this girl, she's stronger than the Navy SEAL. She's stronger than, you know, the people. Like, this girl is going through it for 7 years and she has not got out. And she has seen the indicators of like, hey, this isn't right. I deserve more. I want more. And she's still staying in it. I can get in that mindset, because when you love someone that much, you're like, child, you can give me, you can give me the dirt outside and I'm gonna take it and think this is like $1 million, you know what I mean? But that's not what the actuality of the situation is. So I just really feel, my heart goes out to her.
Well, and Kate, the other thing too that came up this episode with Ashley and LaSalle is it's been talked about a lot that they're very dependent on each other, but in this episode it kind of goes to the point where I guess Ashley doesn't have independence while they're like dependent on each other. And I found that weird, just the way that it's phrased. Mikey, what did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like it's just sort of, I think Ashley is just the type of person who, like, if you're her person, like you're her person, and like she's going to invest her time and energy in you. And it was sort of like, like, we'll put a pin in this about like what Jillian was saying, where like all of her boyfriends have been like sort of obsessed with her, and she's sort of realizing that like obsession and like, you know, infatuation is not love. And I feel like Ashley is the type of person who like is like will do anything for LaSalle because she loves him. And whether or not, you know, he's taken it for granted or he just like isn't that way, I think that she just is like, I imagine that she loves him so much that she would love to spend like all of her time with him. And it's not like she's like, oh gosh, I can't go out with my friends because then he'll get mad at me, blah, blah, blah. I think she just like enjoys being around him. So then it sort of spirals into like, I don't have independence because I just want to be around you so much. And then you're not giving that energy back to me. And it's sort of become this weird codependent thing where we're like friends, you know, like, doesn't it seem like they're more like friends than they're in like this very serious committed relationship?
You could tell me LaSalle's met Ashley 5 days ago and I would believe you. Like, it doesn't even seem like they know each other. So, like, if they're spending literally all their time together, there's no evidence of it. Like, it just doesn't feel real. And I know that the comparisons have been drawn many times to Julian and Kristen from last season. And this was the episode where I really was like, no, I do not agree. Because with Julian and Kristen, we saw the love. We saw the things that had actually hurt each other. We saw like that they had a relationship, but that there was challenges to it. This does not feel like a relationship. Like the challenges that they're presenting are all of their own creation. There's nothing forcing them to happen. And literally, it's like they don't even know each other. So I really just, I don't see it working out.
Hard agree, Kirsten. Hard agree with everything you just say. Like that's basically what I was trying to say with my like weird roundabout thought. But also like I do need to point out that like yes, if Trace was on The Bachelor, she would be like a fantastic contestant.
Oh,
but Trace is a tempter who like is trying to get LaSalle to cheat on his girlfriend with her. And she was like, no, I don't want to go on the date with you because Trace is playing the long game and she wants LaSalle to leave the island with her. She just doesn't want to sleep with LaSalle. Like that is where she's at. And like, I think that it's just so funny to me that she's like, no, I'm not going to go on this date with you. Like I need you to figure out what you want. And he's like, I do have a girlfriend. Like who's on the other side of the island. Like I do have a girlfriend, you know? So like, yes, of course, like it is hilarious that, or like very interesting that Trace is like, no, I'm going to reject you. I'm not going to go on the date with you. But like, he isn't in like a committed 7-year relationship and she's getting jealous of the other tempters, but not his girlfriend.
I want to know what they tell the tempters. Like I obviously the tempters have a very different view of the show than what we do watching it. And so I want to know what their contract looks like, what their casting process looks like. Like what show do they think they're on?
Also, do you know if they get like an increase, if the tempters get an increase in payment, if they do kind of, you know, put the moves on X, Y? Because I feel like that may be the case. Like they,
I think that they get TV time.
You don't think money is associated with it?
I mean, I'm assuming that all of these people got like a $100 stipend and a free trip to Hawaii and like maybe they'll get like some Instagram followers. I don't like this feels like the kind of show where you get paid in alcohol and like a nice pat on the back.
TBH, oh I can see that. But wait, I do want to say, kind of circling back to their codependency issue. I found it so off-putting, and probably it is true, but I found it so off-putting when LaSalle was kind of talking about how much Ashley is codependent, and he was just like saying like, oh, I took her independence away. It was me. I feel that very kind of gross to hear. It's like, even if it's true, like, who knows? I'm not in y'all's relationship. But just like as a man, for you to say like, oh yeah, like I want her to be free. I want her to experience things because I know I took it away. That sounds like this kind of gross to me. And I just wrote that down because I did not like that at all.
It's also like
just
cavalier.
Hearing that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like cavalier to be like, well, I know that I have made her independence go away. So I'm giving her the permission. I'm happy that she is now finding it again. It's like, yeah, no.
Exactly.
Like, and if that's your reaction to seeing your girlfriend of 7 years emotionally connecting with another man, then that just goes to show that you are, like, by the time you're going to Temptation Island, you already know it's over. Like, I know that some couples do stay together through it, but, like, that's a miracle as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
I think also, Kirsten, like, the reason maybe that this episode was sort of like a snooze is because I really do feel like LaSalle specifically is checked out of his relationship with Ashley the way that Jillian is checked out of her relationship with Edgar. So like, it's not like, it's way more exciting to watch people like be upset and have like genuine emotions and like go through something. But when like you are watching somebody be like, yeah, well, oh, well, you're sort of like, okay, then like, what's the point of this? Like, isn't the point of them like filming them, like doing something that they will perceive, you will perceive as bad and like setting you up to sit at this bonfire to watch you cry or like have an emotional moment. But then you're just like, eh, well, you know, I'm happy for them. Like, it's like, what do you, we don't come here to watch people be mature about their breakup. We come here to watch trash and mess. You know?
Well, yeah, because you don't expect maturity from anyone who would go on this show.
Exactly.
So weird. And like, Ashley, I feel like kind of had a breakthrough this episode as well. Mm-hmm. And like, Markelle Wahlberg definitely took a course at like the Learning Center or something between seasons, because I feel like
the Learning Center. Oh my God.
What?
No, it's just hilarious. You're like so on fire already. We're 20 minutes in and you've made me belly laugh like three times.
Like, he thinks he's a therapist, like, for real. And some of what he says is good. And some of what he says, I'll get to later, that I think is just complete and utter bullshit. But, like, when he's just like, yes, Ashley, you're feeling it. And I'm feeling you feel it. And, like, we're all here while you feel it.
I thought like he probably, the only season of this show that I watched was the very first season. And I was, when I heard Mark Wahlberg, I was very confused when I saw him.
Yeah, it's the other one.
it's the one I never heard of. But I thought that he was like, I thought he was a licensed, like, you know, relationship coach. The fact that when he was talking to these different people and extrapolating different things, even though he still had his, you know, phrases, okay, What did you see? Once they were just shown the footage right there. What do you feel? His go-to statements. And I can't get over those statements.
Yeah, he's not a licensed therapist. He's a licensed television host. Okay. Yeah, he's a licensed television host.
Which is irresponsible. There should be a therapist doing this.
There really should be that life. Well, it's many relationship coaches on television. I don't know why they got him, but I have a question, and you girls will probably know the answer to this. So in season one, I don't know if they did it in season two or season three, but when they went to the fire ceremony, they typically I only saw one season. They gave them an iPad where they, and had like earbuds where they watched it privately, like while they were at the fire ceremony. Did that, like, and then this time they watch it in front of, and they hear everything in front of the, you know, other guys and everything like that. And so when they had the iPads, they could tell the other guys as much or as little information as they wanted to based off what they saw. Ooh. And we saw what they saw. Ooh. But I noticed that this was changed because, you know, they have the screen in front so everyone can see everything. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't like that in season one. And so I was wondering, when did that switch up, or has it always been like that since then? It was either
season two or three. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, last season they did it in public. And I do probably imagine that doing it in public brings out much more emotion, because then like you're put on the spot and you have to answer questions because everybody just saw what you did. And you have to be like, well, yeah, I didn't love that this man was licking whipped cream off my girlfriend, if that's what you're asking. Like, it feels awful.
Yeah.
Versus like having headphones and being like, yeah, it wasn't great. The end.
No, okay, because that, I think that's what we typically got, even though the first season was very explosive in different aspects. But I think I kind of like this more public display of embarrassment versus how you kind of get to hone that in and you get to tell them
It is a public display of embarrassment. It's like public shaming.
I mean, that's, to be fair, that's reality TV. If you go on reality TV, that is a public display of embarrassment. I'm allowed to say that because I've been.
I was right about to say you would know.
I know. Don't worry. And they make you sign in the contracts. It literally says, like, you will be in positions where you could be embarrassed or ruin your reputation or like have a negative reaction, and you are signing off that there's no liability for anyone putting you in those positions. So like, they all know what they're getting into if they run those contracts.
Sure. Okay, Jacob, What is the next couple that you'd like to talk about?
Let's get into Edgar and his poem writing. And because this confused the hell out of me. Specifically, what confused the hell out of me was Jillian's response to Edgar at the fire ceremony, because it was completely different than what she said in the previous clip when she said that Edgar hasn't wrote her poem since they've been dating and that he was a poet. And then she, when she saw the, you know, Edgar reading the poem so beautifully and eloquently and it very much so, she said, oh, it's no worries. That's what he likes to do. No, girl, you was just bitching and complaining about that he hasn't done that. Well, not probably bitching, but in my mind, you were bitching that, oh, he hasn't done this since we've been dating. Like, nah, you want to come to this fire ceremony? I'm like, oh, nah, you know, it's okay. He's doing what he loves. And if he wants to do it, he can. But I think that goes to show, Maggie, what you just said about her being checked out of the whole situation.
She's 21.
That's insane. Why the why would you go on the show and you're 21? You have your whole life to do what you want to do.
Well, like, I think that's what she's realizing. She's like I don't know that I should be here with him. I think maybe I should break up with him. I think that's what she's realized.
I don't think she should be there at all. I don't think she, I think they should put like an age requirement, 25 and up. Like, child, what, you 21? You are a baby. Sit your ass at home, go on Hinge, Tinder, what, Bumble, and swipe away. You
after this, she might be able to get on Raya.
Oh, honestly.
Honestly?
I was just talking to someone about Raya. I was just talking to someone about Raya. So funny.
Yeah. Raya's all just DJs anyways.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was talking to an architect.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
No, I know somebody who like met like someone who's like a business person in New York who like owns like a whole chain of like ice cream stores. Like they met them on Raya. So it's not, maybe it's not just DJs.
Listen, I saw a TikTok that told me exactly where you're supposed to go, what you need to wear, and where to go in Manhattan to meet a rich older man and be their second wife. So I don't know.
maybe you should tell me and Jacob. So Jacob and I can start doing it. Let's be a rich older man's wife, Jacob. Let's do it.
Let me see if I can find the TikTok for you, because just because that's not in the cards for me doesn't mean that it can't be for you too.
No, honestly, I kind of, you know, I love a person with a pocket.
Jillian and Edgar. I'm trying to segue back. So this episode was basically about Jillian being like, I think I really like Tommy and I want to break up with Edgar. And Edgar being like, I really like Marissa, and like holding her hands and looking longingly into her eyes on a boat. And
they both made friendship connections on day one. So it's time for that to grow.
Yeah, don't forget. But like, okay, I'm going to be honest here.
Okay.
I went to art school. I went to the same art school that Jillian and Edgar went to. I mean, a guy writing a poem is like the like oldest trick in the book. Are you kidding? Like, if a man ever wrote me a poem, I would be like, thumbs up. Thank you so much. Oh, like, no, like, come on. Like, you want
You're so
to
heartless.
Catch a fuck
I
boy?
Mean, I think it
No, you want to catch a fuck
boy?
No, sure,
but I'm
not.
Telling you, they went to art school. Like, art school boys? No. That is the oldest trick in the book. That you just met this woman 11 days ago and you have a girlfriend and you're writing her a poem. Okay. That is my thought.
It is not an F-boy status to write a person a poem.
Oh, so Jacob.
Here's why I think this one in particular is F-boy status, okay? Because I don't think he wrote this poem for her. I think he already had this poem ready to go and okay. He probably read it a million before. Like, it's the same poem.
He did mention her brown eyes.
Yep. Oh, so. You change brown, blue for brown, and then you're done. Like, it's an easy edit. It's like a Mad Libs. Okay, check hair color, check eye color.
That's why
like,
Jillian wasn't mad. That's why she was like, oh, I heard this. Okay, yeah. this is go-to. You good.
She's like, I helped him write
No,
this
literally.
One.
I just think that, like, for me, maybe I am heartless. I don't know. Like, I do. I think that I get embarrassed by, like, things that are so just like overwrought with like, I just like, you know, it's just Maggie, too much for me.
I was talking to a friend recently who said that they can never get married because that would result in everybody seeing them A, kiss their partner, and B, side profile. Do you align with that belief?
No, I know Maggie doesn't align with the first one.
Stop it, Jacob. Enough. We said that we would not talk about this on air.
I didn't say anything. I didn't literally just
okay.
Say
anything.
Yeah, Jacob, oh my God, need I'm going to be kill typing you. In the private chat to me.
I'm going
to
kill you. Anyways, I used to feel that way, Kirsten. And then I fell in love when I was like, you know, 19. And I do realize that I could kiss someone, my partner, in front of other people and that I could display emotion. I just think that, like, if my partner, okay, you know what I couldn't do? If my partner was, like, also a performer and they were like, I would like to sing at our wedding, I would be like, hard, no. Hard, absolute no. There's just, like, certain things that, like, I can't handle. Like,
yeah, that's cringy.
That is cringy.
Like, it just, like, and I think maybe it's because I just, like, am also a performer and I like know what goes into it. And it feels like then suddenly this thing that should be very personal between me and somebody else is suddenly for everybody, which I don't like. I think I'm just a very private person. So I think maybe that's the issue. But yeah, the poem was not my gag. There are girls, apparently Jacob is one of them, who would love it. It's just not my gig. I do think, though, that anybody who ever talked to me for more than 5 minutes would be like, hey, I don't think she would love it if I wrote her a poem. Like, I don't think that she'd be into that.
This is so embarrassing because I already have a poem ready to read to you when I see you in May, Maggie. And now I know you're not going to enjoy or appreciate it.
I would love a friendship poem if you're not talking about my eye color. And how you would like to swim in the pools of my eyes. Like, I'm good with that.
Brown eyes. What pool is brown that you want to swim in? Like, I don't think of Jones.
That's called
like,
scat play. Wait, was that too far? Wait, is that too far? Okay, we can edit that out.
We're not editing that out.
Yeah, also, my mother's going to text me and be like, what did Jacob mean? Because she certainly does not know what you mean.
It's
oh
fine.
God.
And Mary, I'm going to speak to you directly right now. If you're drafting a text message to your daughter right now, but what Jacob just said, don't press back.
Yeah.
Nobody needs that conversation. Doesn't need to happen. I'm sorry. I know that your family talks about everything, but you don't need to talk about that.
But that one was kind of a layup. Kirsten said what type of pool, you know, that was a layup.
That's not what I was intending.
That was like an easy, like, you know, go to. You know what I mean? For me.
Wait, so I do want to say once again, Edgar pulled out his acting phenomenally in this episode because he sees at the I keep still wanting to call it a fireside chat. I know that's not what it's called. It's a bonfire. He sees Jillian talk about wanting to kiss Tommy, which is within their rules. And he clearly does not care at all about this. But he knows I need to be emotional. So let me bring back what we talked about last time so I can cry about that stupid promise ring again. And I swear to God, if anyone else talks to me about a promise ring until the day I die, like, get away from me.
I completely agree with you. I can, and I feel like that's what, like, a lot of them MO is to, like, bring, like, just to bring something that the littlest thing, not saying that wasn't little, not saying that was little, mm-hmm. but to me, that was kind of like, she
no, it was little.
It was very little. But I feel like a lot of the guys and girls try to do that, like try to bring something to kind of like ground them and center their emotions. Like, okay, well, if I do this, then, you know, they already fucked me over. So I can kind of have an out and be emotional and be sad about this and kind of find my comfort in the bosoms of another woman real quick. You know what I mean? Y'all
I have to find my comfort in Juicy. And Juicy will be there to comfort me.
And a
me.
Woman who goes by Juicy is the comfort that I need. No, Jacob, will you rebrand and start going by Juicy Jones?
Some people do call me Juicy. Some people do call me Juicy.
I don't hate it.
You know, Juicy J. Juicy, that's like very like strong and salacious. Juicy J. I'm gonna have Taryn call me that first. But yeah.
Oh my god, next time you podcast with Taryn, when he says, I'm here with Jacob, how are you say, call me Juicy J.
Call me Juicy J.
I feel like he'll short circuit. He'll be like,
And I would love to see it. That would be hilarious.
Or he may smile. But yeah, I kind of honestly.
Yeah, maybe he'll be into it, Jacob.
Wait, with the poem. I agree, Maggie. If someone was like very like cute, and I don't like poems that are, I like basically what I'm trying to say is, tell me in a poem how you want to do me. Like tell me what you want me to do to you in a poem. Like I don't want like
you want a dirty poem.
Yes, I don't want like, oh, when I look into your eyes, I see the pearl that I saw when I first came out of the womb. Like, I don't want no sentimental, mm-hmm. no sweet. I want dirty, grimy. I want gutter. I want,
sure.
If I could put you in an elevator. No, baby. mm-hmm. Put you in an elevator. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this I want that. I don't want no sweet stuff. So with the poem, if you write me something, make it gutter. And make it good.
You know what my problem, you know, okay, so now we're getting into like Maggie's therapy time. But you know what my problem with the poem is that, like you said, it's sweet. It's fake to me. Like, and maybe this is really how Edgar feels. And he just is like an over emotional man. I don't want to count that out. Like, and not even saying he's over emotional. Like, he just is that's not what I meant. I mean that he is very in tune with his very deep emotions and he's able to bring them out quickly.
He's an Enneagram 4.
For sure. Most certainly. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. Like, I really don't. For me, I think that I would look at somebody who wrote poetry for me after them knowing me for 11 days and me, I would be like, this is for you. This is not for me. Like, this has nothing to do with me, actually. Like, you don't know me at all. And like, all of this, like, this is like decoration on a cake that like has not even been made. Like, you just like iced a plate. You know, versus like we actually like baked a cake.
It's like if you follow like the cake decorating TikToks, they have like the one cake that they scrape the icing off and stick it back in the freezer so that they can just decorate the same cake a million times. The poem.
Sure. Exactly, Kirsten. Exactly. And I think that that's my biggest thing, because like that is the biggest red flag for me in anyone that I'm going to date. It's like if I know that they're looking at me and they are thinking, what could she do for me? Or what could she be for me? I am instantly turned off. Like, I don't need you looking at me and trying to figure out like what is going like to happen to you once I'm brought into your life. Like, it needs to be about like us getting to know one another rather than like you make me feel or like you give me blah, blah, blah. Like, if it's a relationship and like a coming together, like let's build something together. You know,
but you don't want to make that person feel like ooey gooey. Like, you don't want to like evoke those emotions out of that person.
Of course I do. Not within 11 days, because there's no way that it's truthful then. Like, there can be lust.
It's lustful. Yeah.
I mean,
and that's the sex that you're looking for, Jacob.
To be fair, 11 days in this situation is way more time than anyone else would get in 11 days of dating. And like,
true.
I think you can meet someone and know right away if like something is there and like you're going to work on it. And if both people are aligned in that way and you pursue it, then like you could feel something deep fast. I don't know. I feel maybe I'm just showing that I'm more emotional than Maggie. Who knew?
Yes.
Who knew I was the emotional one on this podcast?
I thought you were a completely different type. But yeah.
No, Jacob, I found a man and now I'm like a baby.
Wait, I saw that. Yeah. I saw the little cute photo.
He's cute.
Isn't he cute?
Wait, is that what that red light is for right there? By you?
Oh my gosh, Jacob!
That is just where my phone is plugged in on the wall. That is a power bar.
You are what so bad, Jacob.
Through power bar.
My God. Get out of here.
All bed. Right. Let's talk about the next couple. Next couple, yes. Jacob. Who would you like to discuss?
Okay. Let's talk about what's her name?
Iris or Ash?
Okay, and just so you know, Jacob, because they don't tell us on the show, but Ash uses they/them pronouns. Just so you know.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
They didn't tell us on the show. We just found out last week, so just want to make sure people know.
Oh, Our first two episodes are
their social media.
Yeah, it's just right on their Instagram.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Perfect. Also, I love Ash. I think Ash is the star of the show.
Well, I think
Ash is toxic. Yes.
Okay, listen.
Ash is the toxic one.
Wait, hold on. Before we begin, I do need to say whatever both of you think, the truth of the matter is Ash is the star, whether they are toxic or not. And it is because they are actually going through something. Like, we are watching them go through something very serious emotionally. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're drawn to them, because like everybody else is seemingly checked out. And whether or not Ash is toxic or Ash is being, you know,
and they're treated, not
mistreated.
Jacob Jones is wrong.
Let's battle it out, guys. Let's talk.
Jacob, I would love to hear why you think Ash is the toxic one in this relationship.
Okay. I will read you what I wrote about them in my notes. Mm-hmm. Ash, the little thing, the little dash thing, hyphen or whatever. Mm-hmm. Ash, I don't know. I feel like they are toxic. Make them make themselves feel like they're a victim for the things that they do. It annoys me, but I like them anyways, in a weird way. That's what I have written down, because I feel like a lot of times when they talk, it's let me grab this situation to make an excuse for what I'm about to do. And for me, watching that, it annoys me. And a lot of people do that, but I feel like they do it a lot more. But also, I did have written down also that I do like them in a weird way. And so maybe that's giving star potential, but I just do not like the fact that they like grab something and then before they're about to do something, they make the excuse or the disclaimer. Oh, I'm doing this because and this was before they had the breakdown.
Of course,
mental abuse and things like that that they've been through.
Yeah, see, I don't feel like they do that. Like, I feel like they are hyper aware that they're going through some sort of transformation, and they are hyper aware that this is an exploration of a totally new type of relationship that they have never had before and that they didn't ask for. But I feel like, by and large, they follow the rules that they agreed on with Hanya. And it's not like they're seeing anything from Hanya's side to make it seem like they're not aligned anymore, even though they're not aligned anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, they haven't gotten to talk. So,
yeah.
This is and this is what I did want to point out, Kirsten, because I completely agree with you. Like, I don't think that Ash has done anything outside of the rules, but I also don't think Hanya has either. So that's what actually my mother said. She texted me and was like, am I missing something?
Your mother watches the show?
Yeah, we get Mary's thoughts every week.
Every single time.
Oh my gosh.
I know. That's why I said my mom's going to listen to the podcast, because she like watches the show too. So this was my mom's thought this week. And she was like, so am I missing something with Ash? They were in bed with a guy and they're crying because their boyfriend took a date and like sucked on someone's leg. And like, I don't see those two things as equal. I think that they have done this, gone further, both physically and emotionally, than their partner has. And I don't disagree, because listen, yes, Hanya did suck on someone's leg, but you want to tell me the least sexy thing in the entire universe is an outside, like outer thigh suck of someone's leg on a dare in front of like five people with cameras? Like, If I saw my boyfriend do that with someone, I actually think I would have the reaction of like laughing and be like, okay, this doesn't matter. Like the placement, there was nothing sexual about the placement of the suck. Like there was a ton of people around. It was clearly a dare. Like it just looked stupid to me.
Yeah, they and, even like, showed clearly, the dare.
Yeah, exactly. So like, and nobody dared Ash to get into bed with Taylor and make out, you know, but it, again, that's within their rules. But like, I don't think what Hanya did is outside of their rules at all of what they've set up. You know, Hanya hasn't even kissed anybody.
Okay. And I do think that if something did happen, they would have shown it. But I like, are y'all saying that what Ash has done with getting the bed with old dude is the same as what Hanya has done with licking?
Because
that's absolutely not the same.
It's not the same at all. However, both of them would be okay within the rules that Hanya and Ash set out when they started the show.
Mm-hmm. But one is also worse than the other.
Well, it's like, yes, it's quote, it would be worse if they had different rules. But because they're allowed to like make out and explore things physically, then it's like, to me, it's all good because that's what they agreed on. Hanya has realized that that's not what he wants and he's not okay with an open relationship. But again, they haven't had a chance to talk about it. Like,
yeah,
I think that if Hanya went to Ash and said, hey, I was wrong, I don't want an open relationship, I would like to stay closed and monogamous, that's a conversation for them to have and go from there. Because that's what Maggie and I have been saying from day one. If there's even a possibility of an open relationship, you have to have amazing communication. It's the only thing that could ever make it work. And they can't communicate because of their dumbasses going on this show.
Could y'all do an open relationship?
Absolutely not.
Could you?
Oh, absolutely not. No way. No.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to kiss somebody in front of other people, like if I'm going to have a boyfriend and kiss them in front of other people, they better not be kissing anybody else. Like if I'm already going to embarrass myself and be like, I like you and say that to other people.
Okay. Now it's time for cursing therapy corner, Maggie, because it's not embarrassing to like somebody and for people to know
it. Of course not. No, of course not. I'm like making fun, you know, of like the...
I don't know. Like, it seems like there's something deeper.
No,
nah,
Maggie
here.
Means all this shit. She means all this shit.
Maybe. We'll talk off pod. But you know, it's like the idea of, anyways, I think that it's just like, the problem is that their rules are like, were defined, but now are like not aligning with what they want. And I do think like Ash agreed to the rules, but like didn't want to. So they're upset by like leg sucking, which I do think is unfair if they agreed to the rules in the first place. Don't agree to rules that you don't want to agree with.
Yeah.
And then also like you are participating in similar behavior. So like, I do think that it's unfair to be like, well, I'm mad about this if you are participating in behavior also.
Yes, but at the same time, people can't control their feelings and they're irrational. People are irrational as a whole. And so it's like, I don't blame people for being irrational.
And that's why they're the star of the show, right? That's why they're the
star.
Like, this is exciting.
I feel like I don't get star. I don't know. I don't. Y'all saying they're the star of the show. I binge this shit today and... I don't know. Probably I need to take it in doses next time to get the
Who
star potential.
Who do you think is the star?
I don't think
Markelle Wahlberg.
Oh, I would never.
Hey, Markelle Wahlberg might be the star.
I probably, I'm like biased, but I mean, he doesn't have star potential. I can't even lie. I don't know. I will say Edgar, but I was like, no, he doesn't have star potential. Like
Edgar wants to be the star.
Oh, he does. You can tell, but I don't think he has that in him. But I don't know. I just don't see it from Ash. Maybe I'll watch more.
We need full cheating before we decide who the star is, I think.
Yeah.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Once we get that moment, once we get like, you know, full, then I think we're gonna be seeing a whole much like kum 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 like the rest of the show, like all the videos. Once we see one person doing a You know, then it opens the floodgates for everyone else to do it. That's what I'm excited for. That's, I want to see debauchery on the film. I want to see that person look with their friends watching this shit go down and then be like, damn, I haven't even had sex yet. That's what I've been restraining myself for. I ain't restraining myself anymore because I seen do it and so I'm going to do it. You know what I mean?
I do think that there will be cheating and then lots of revenge cheating.
Oh,
yeah. We're building up.
Feel it. Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which brings us to our last couple. How did you feel about Luke and Iris, Jacob?
How do you pronounce her name again?
Iris.
Iris. I wrote down, Iris confuses me because she confused me episode 3. Or was this the episode that she told Odu, hey, I don't want you? Or like, I need some space?
It was episode 3.
Or was that last episode? Mm-hmm. Okay, episode 3. Like, she confused the hell out of me then. And then just her, like, I get, okay, I want space. I need to figure out where I want to go. And when she told Odu that, I was like, oh, she's going home. Like, I think she's like, you know, expelling herself from the competition. And so she confuses the hell out of me. And especially, oh, I just don't want to be locked down to one thing and that progress into something. I just think it's pointless for her to be there at this point with the mindset that she has. And these guys are trying to, you know, get more airtime, trying to date her, trying to, you know, compete to like gain her love. And she's like not with it and saying, I want my space. And so I just thought I think she should go home. I thought she was going home. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me.
I think that she is like in a moment where she started to like him and was like, oh my God, am I going to want to cheat on my boyfriend? I can't do that. And stopped herself and is trying to be respectful of her boyfriend. But I think her boyfriend's going to cheat on her in 2 episodes or so. So I think when that happens, maybe she'll be like, hey, come back here. You know, like I don't see they are the two that if one of them cheats, the other one is going to jump into bed with somebody else. Like there's so much resentment.
Luke is already a little horny boy. So
yeah, Luke is horrible. I am so sick of this boy acting like he deserves, like he literally is like, oh, why does the past get brought up? It's like, could you keep fucking doing it? Like even at the bonfire, when we see the scene from last episode where that nurse who obviously does not know the true situation,
I hate her.
It just seems immature to bring up what happened 6 years ago. And it's like, you think this was 6 years ago? Luke was texting girls on the way to Temptation Island. I know it. Like, I don't have any evidence of that, but that man has never stopped texting people ever.
Yeah, I'm about to go to this thing with my girlfriend real quick. Yeah, I'll be back. I'll hit you back up when I'm home. Like, yeah, just some
exactly.
Shit like
that. Like, he is pure trash. He has never stopped texting other girls. I don't believe it. And if he says that he did, he's lying. There's no way. And so when he's like expressing like, oh, well, I just feel like the past gets harped on. And then Iris is like, yeah, I do kind of get that. I do harp on the past. But also we have a recurring issue of him texting girls. It's like, I just don't feel anything for him. And I feel like Marco Wahlberg loves Luke. And just like, he's like, oh, he's my little head boy. And I'm going to pat him on the head and say he's experiencing a journey. Shut up.
I think Marco Wahlberg, I think he sees the potential of a redemption arc with Luke.
Absolutely.
I think he's like, this is the guy who's going to come out a better man because of this experience. And I do think that Luke, all he has to see is like Iris, like nuzzling with someone in the pool. And he's going to be like, oh, fuck this. And like go back and be like, juicy, get in my bed. You know, like, I don't think that like is going to happen. Like, I don't think that the redemptive arc that Mark L. Wahlberg wants to happen is going to happen. Perhaps it will. And we will have to eat our words, Kirsten, but. Goodness.
It's here's the thing. They might show us a redemption arc on the show. It's fake. It's not real. I'm sorry.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
This is a quick sideline. So Juicy had a confessional where she was like, oh, we need drama. We need making out. And then the next scene we see is a piss ass sucking on the thigh. I was so mad because I thought we were actually going to see some debaucheriness happen. But all we got was some whipped cream or sucking on the thigh. I was so pissed about that. Juicy confessionals get better. But yeah, Luke is not the golden boy. When you said, you, Kirsten, you confused me when you said he's like Mark Wahlberg's like head boy. I don't watch Harry Potter. I don't know what Harry Potter.
It's like the top nerd of the class who's like in charge.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I was like, whoa. But yeah, Luke, I was like, hold on, that's my nickname. I'm joking. but yeah, Luke isn't the one or the two.
My mother
is disgusting.
My mother
is disgusting.
I'm gonna ignore your
can we get married and not listen this time,
Jacob. To say that my mom texted, the only thing she texted about Luke and Iris the entire episode was, Luke's gonna be, quote, fixed by the end of this journey, with an eye roll emoji. So Mary also is on your side, Kirsten, is like, shut up, Luke. Bye.
I can only hope they fix him literally with a vasectomy.
Oh my God. Kirsten.
I do not want him raising children. I'm sorry.
Kirsten. Kirsten, come on.
This is all Jacob's fault, because that would have never happened if you
Jacob, we had Laura on last week. We had my friend Laura on. And she said that about Luke, she said that her mother would have said, this is nature's way of saying do not touch about Luke.
Yeah. Luke, Laura was so good too.
Damn.
Oh my goodness.
She was. He just is like red flag city to like everything about him. He's like a walking red flag. It's just, I can't wait for Iris to escape his clutches. It's gonna be.
Do you
glorious.
Like Iris?
I think we don't know her.
Yeah, okay. Like she's given nothing to us at this moment. But I do think later in the season, there's gonna be something there. You know, like
also she had that little conversation with the guys where she opened up about how they pay for things or something like that. It was a quick little chat, and that kind of, do y'all not remember this? She was saying, Luke pays for like our date once a week, and then I kind of handle everything else that I need. I pay for everything else regarding myself. And the guys were like, oh yeah, that's not normal. And then she had a confessional where she said, it's not normal. I'm not used to like opening up about like my struggles with Luke to other people, but it's so freeing. Mm. And I feel free doing it here because I'm always trying to like appease, and paint him in the best light with my friends and X, Y, and Z that I just don't do it here. But that whole conversation threw me for a loop.
Go ahead, Kirsten.
No, you go. Please, Maggie.
Well, I was just going to say, like, I can understand, like, I feel like everybody does this. If you're in a relationship and, like, you maybe are like, well, if I tell my friends this, that means they won't like the person. Like, then you'd, like, keep that little tidbit to yourself. But, like, if you, I mean, they've been in a relationship for a long time. Like, you, if you're not living together, but, like, you are wanting to make a future together, like, I do understand wanting to save money. And, like, if you pay for a date a week, like I would be totally fine with like, you know, paying for myself in most cases if I was with a long-term partner, because I don't think that it's fair, like if we're doing everything together, for them to be paying for me completely, you know. But go ahead, Kirsten, what were you gonna say?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, money stuff in relationships can be such a thing, and I feel like it's when you hear about something truly unhinged is when you know that a relationship is super broken. Like, I had a friend in the past that was in a relationship, and they like lived with their partner. They would go grocery shopping, and then they would break down the receipt like in Excel and pay for like what they would use. Like, even if it was like granola bars, and it's like, okay, well, I'm going to eat two of them, and he'll eat four. He'll pay for 2/3 of the, like, it was like that level. When they would drive each other's car, they would like pay per kilometer rather than just filling up the gas, like stuff like that, where I was like, this is so weird. And they're like, well, how do you like pay for things in your relationship? And I was like, well, like, because this is when I was living with my ex, I was like, well, we go to the grocery store and then one of us pays for it. And then they were like, well, and then how do you like even like, what do you do with the receipt after? I was like, we throw it away, because then the next time someone else will buy, like, we just take turns, like, buying first. Like, it's not that deep. And so that was something where I was like, oh, there is something weird going on. That relationship did not last.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, that is weird. I even like,
and so like the thing of like, oh, well, like he pays for one date night and I pay for everything else I do. It's like, on its head, that doesn't strike me as that odd, unless he like makes way more money than her. And then it's like, oh, well, maybe it should be like balanced differently. Yeah. Like, I feel like we just don't have the full picture.
But I think that the core of it is that it bugs her, right? Yeah, because like it clearly, like, even if it like, whatever, if she's in the wrong, if he's in the wrong, like money stuff, like you said, is so like tricky and varies person to person. Like, if she's bringing it up as like a gripe she has, then like there's something there, no matter what it is and no matter who's right.
Yeah, like there's obviously more to that story that we need. Well, we don't necessarily need to know. So we don't need to know about anyone's finances. But like, if it's going to be a plot point on the season, then we would really need more information to be able to assess that, right?
Yeah, I'm even like, Kristen, that story that you told me is like, that has me shook, because I even think like when my roommate and I go out to the bar together, like one of us will pick up the tab one night and the other one will pick up the tab the other night. I haven't sent him a Venmo in like 2 years for like a drink night with like my roommate, who I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, we just live together. So it's not like, that's just like very intense.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, if it's someone that you're going to like be sharing things with a lot or go out with a lot, I'm personally of the philosophy that it all evens out in the end, as long as you're like taking turns and no one's taking advantage. It's different story. Like, obviously, like when we go out in New York, Maggie, like I'll want to make sure it's like an even situation and no one's like buying all of the drinks. But that's because we can't go out all the time, right? If we lived in the same neighborhood and we're going out for drinks once a week, then it would be like, yeah, we'll take turns. Like, who cares?
No, TV
totally. Games. Absolutely.
I don't know.
It's just so weird. Okay.
I've never dealt with that.
Is there anything else, Jacob, that you have like overall feelings about the season that we didn't talk about?
No, I am very hopeful for this season. I think we are in for a lot of interesting mess ups. And I honestly don't think any couple will stay together. I don't think any couple should stay together after this. And that's, I mean, I've only seen season one in this season. And so probably I should go back and watch the other ones. But I feel like that's like a rarity where you just don't have hope, especially on episode 4 of no couples being together at the end of this.
Yeah.
You
know what
I mean? I feel like this show kind of hopes for at least one couple or so to like stay together after all this stuff. They like realize that they're the true person for each other. But I don't think any of these couples should stay together. They should have bought some other couples that kind of had like no issues in a sense and gave them a fighting chance of like staying together. But I thought I think it's a very cute show. I was actually thoroughly more entertained than I thought I would be. I was coming into it like, okay, you know, it's just, I wonder if people watch this show for like some like foreplay, like the sick, you know, people that are into like, you know, this type of stuff, they watch this type of show for like foreplay and stuff like that. But the ABC party was so cute, I thought. And just the grinding and Jillian on the counter was so cute. Her grinding her little ass onto Thomas or whatever his name is. But yeah, I like
if she doesn't end up with Edgar, I can send you her phone number probably if you're interested.
Oh, perfect.
Her.
No, she's definitely a cutie. No, definitely.
No, I'm where just kidding. Live? I'm not gonna send out her phone number. I think where she lives in Florida. Florida.
Oh, it's a spider on my wall.
Did you get it?
I think so. But yeah, it's a very cute show. I love talking with y'all about this. Maggie's in red in her debauchery outfit. And
debauchery?
It's a sweater. It's like a, like, it's not
it's a debauchery. It's a beautiful V-neck sweater.
It's red, though. So it's giving off very, like,
Vixen vibes.
Vixen vibes.
Don't you know, Maggie, that if you wear red, you are the devil, literally?
Dang it, I should have thought of it before.
Yeah, you should know that.
What was I going to say? Oh, well, I think that this is the thing that, like, Allie sort of said when she came on too, is like Temptation Island is like so fun to talk about, except if you're me and Kirsten, who like every week has to like wring everything out of the episode. But we've had such fun guests that it's easy to, you know.
Well,
like,
this I think like going by couple makes it way more fun, because we're not totally like agree. Getting into the minutia of it. We're just having a good time gabbing about a show that we watched.
And like gossiping. It feels like
literally
where I'm just gossiping.
No, I love this. It was this was like the hottest podcast that I've ever recorded. And I'm not just saying that like what I said at the beginning, but this was like even this like the I felt very like, I don't know, enticed in this conversation a little bit. I don't know. It was very
Were you
good.
Tempted? Were you tempted by this conversation?
Honestly, I'm about to go in the streets.
Jake was headed for the gutter.
But no, I had a blast with y'all. It was so amazing. Much fun.
Thank you so much for coming, Jacob. Where can people find you if they're interested in hearing more from you?
People can find me on Twitter at JacobJ_Jones. Do, you know, occasional Big Brother drop-ins. Also, though, if you are a Real Housewife fan, I just always love to plug these shows just because I watch them and I just love when people tweet me about these shows. Real Housewives of Atlanta premieres May 1st. Their trailer dropped. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer dropped today. When I say I love my Atlanta women, love them to death, would do anything for them. They're my number one. Beverly Hills fucked them up with the trailer for this new season.
Ooh. I haven't watched it
yet. Kathy Hilton is getting dragged into mess. Lisa Rinna is always on her villain era. Kyle is turning on not one sister, but her second sister. And we're just getting a lot of mess. And this season is probably going to be phenomenal. And so y'all should definitely tune into that. And yeah, that's where you can catch me.
Jacob, I don't know. We haven't talked about this yet. Did you see that they're going to create a new Real Housewives of New York, like completely new cast,
and
they're tapping Julia Fox to do it. And like, I feel like a lot of people think that Julia Fox just came out of nowhere, but she has been the New York it girl for 15, 20 years. Like she's born and raised in New York.
Girl. She was friends with the Inventing Anna girl.
Anna Delvey. She is. I mean, I was listening to a podcast today and Teffy was on it from TikTok. If you don't know Teffy, it's like Hello Teffy, I think is her name. And she's lived in Brooklyn for 9 years. And she said that when she first moved here, like Julia Fox is like a renowned like underground artist. Like the artist community in New York is like, oh, she's a sellout because now she's like mainstream. But like wow. She like is very like she's like such a part of the New York scene here. And I feel like it will be so awesome if they could get her to like and like create a group of housewives around her, because I do feel like it will get like younger women then really interested in the show again and like really reinvigorate the franchise. I'm like very interested in that.
One is going to stay on Bravo and then the other one is going to Peacock. And I think the reboot with the other cast, with like the younger cast, mm-hmm. more diverse cast, is going to Peacock, not on Bravo, because I don't think they want to lose out on that big of an audience with starting from a whole group of women, especially when New York Housewives ratings have been sucking tremendously through all the franchises. So
Did either of you watch The Real Housewives of Vancouver when it existed for the brief two seasons?
Absolutely
no,
not,
I didn't.
Was it good?
Oh. It was everything to me. Me and my friend Melissa used to watch it every week. It was so good.
I love that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's fun. I love it.
I'm on YouTube. But yeah, that's where you can find me.
Kirsten, where can people find you if they want more from you?
Well, they can find me entirely too many places, but that's fine.
never too many.
So currently on Post Show Recaps, I am covering Bridgerton season 2 with Sasha Joseph, Geneva Guadalupe, and Sarah Carradine. And you can find that podcast on the iTunes homepage right now. And you can also find me covering Riverdale each week with Frail Mary over on Kowski Cast. That's Cow with a K, as well as doing a BoJack Horseman rewatch podcast with the great Lindsay Wilson over at BoJack Horse Pod. We just launched your Patreon. It's a big time to be alive for us. And you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/KirstenSaidWhat. Maggie, where can they find you?
I'm so proud of you. Jokingly said it at the beginning, and I know you're going to hate this, but I am so proud of you. Like, you've worked your ass off for so long. It's like it's a very big deal that like the fruits of your labor are really coming through, and I'm so glad that you're being celebrated like this. It's so exciting. I'm so proud of you. I know you. I knew you were going to hate it. I was like, she's going to hate it, but I have to say it because I am really proud. If you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at MLMorgan_. And you can find me on Twitter at _MLMorgan. And yeah, you can find me on the Big Brother updates sometimes. And you can find me here next week. I'll be here.
Hell yeah.
Break it all down. Thank you everyone so much for listening, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.